This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, 610. Right now, you're listening to The Morning Run with me, Melissa Idris, and Joyce Goh. That was Rocket Man by Elton John, which the Rolling Stones claims is one of the their 500 greatest songs of all time. Number 245, to be exact. There you go. A quick thank you to Tenny, who WhatsApped in saying, "Welcome back, Mel. I guess I'm back from Raya holidays. It was a good time, but I'm broke after giving out all the Duit Raya." so kind of need to get back to work today. And, you know, one young boy who wasn't, who wanted to generously share his savings is 12-year-old Irvin Devadasan. Yesterday, when he donated his piggy bank to the Tabung Harapan Fund, he received some criticism from PKR's Latifa Koyab. She actually criticized this donation as a gimmick, and that was on a tweet. Now, the question is whether she was criticizing the actual donation or whether she was criticizing the act of the photo op of this young boy donating. And Segambut MP Hannah Yeo was part of that, photo opportunity. And she's responded to say, well, you know what? The young should be allowed to express themselves.
Well, Melissa, I think Latifa Koya, she in her tweet, she says that Tabung Harapan is a politically charged fund, so to get a 12-year-old to hand over his piggy bank is ridiculous and a pretty cheap stunt. So I think she's commenting on the actual, kind of like the photo opportunity
of it. The publicity surrounding it.
Okay. And she actually had hashtags for it. She said, hashtag start governing, hashtag enough of gimmicks.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's more of that rather than the young boy donating. I think in a way, what she's saying is that, you know, I think Malaysia Kini contacted her and she said that, you know, the young boy could be exercising his patriotism. But, you know,
this is Hannah who said that?
No, this is Latifa Koya saying, yeah, but she's saying that the money should not have been accepted. So yeah, she thinks that it's a exploitative.
Yeah. What do you think about this, Joyce? I mean, this young boy has very generously decided not to buy a drum set, I'm sure much to the delight of his neighbors and parents, but has decided to donate his savings to the Tabung Harapan Fund, and now he's receiving criticism for this. Hannah Yeo, the Segambut MP, has said that, you know, why not? Why not allow young children to express themselves and, you know, do what they choose to do?
I think there's nothing wrong to let children express themselves. It's just the whole photo op. Is it for publicity? Is that a publicity stunt from the perspective of the government? Why are they doing this photo op thing? And also, I mean, some people are asking whether is the Tabung Harapan a politically charged fund. I personally think that, I think how it came about, the fund came about, was because a number of people wanted to start.
It was just a crowdfunding platform. Correct. It started as a private initiative. Yes. Someone started it on Kickstarter or some, you know, crowdfunding platform and said, well, you know what, I have some spare change I'd like to donate to maybe help the country get back on its financial feet. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of snowballed and it was picked up by the government. So what started as a grassroots movement is now being deemed as politically charged. And I believe that you were referring to the tweet that Latifa Koya, or the allegation that Latifa Koya made, that this is a politically charged fund or a politically linked fund, wouldn't say.
I guess the government also started the fund also because they're saying that so many people, it turned out that a number of people wanted to donate, mm-hmm. and they wanted to make sure that the funds go to the right, it goes to the right place.
Channels, yeah, that's right.
You know, some people can come and say, oh, you know, I'm collecting funds for the government, mm-hmm. and you might end up being conned into donating to them. That's one thing. But the question here again is whether or not there should have been the photo op and whether or not there should have been news on this young boy.
Well, see, I disagree with Latifa Koya here. I think there is absolutely nothing wrong with giving this young boy the accolade or the props that he deserves for being so generous. Maybe, you know, who knows whether this was really his idea, whether his parents encouraged him to do it. We can't know what happens in that family. But why not give him that, you know, the kudos that he deserves. We do it to corporations all the time. They have huge mop checks and handshaking ceremonies, and they call the press to cover it. Why not call this, you know, call the press to cover this young boy who may serve as an example for other children who may want to donate their duit raya this time around?
Yeah, it's true. Well, the Tabung Harapan has collected about over 88 million ringgit already as of 3 p.m. yesterday.
There you go. All right. Well,
maybe, actually on June 19th. Actually,
maybe, yeah. If you do want to donate your duit raya, that's, you might, you know, get that ticker to tick up a little bit more. It's 15 minutes past 6 o'clock, and after this we're going to look at whether we could be watching political debates on RTM soon. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.